Thank you for calling Omex Health. Parthenia speaking. May I please get a zip code to locate an account for you?
Yeah, 45415.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
David Rockwell. I don't have an account. I've been trying to set up an account, and they were supposed to send me an email, and I never got an email.
So you never purchased the product?
No, I never had a chance to, because they... Okay, what I did was they said, sign up and you get like a discount on your first buy and all that stuff. So I signed up, signed my name, and I put a password in and everything, and they said they would send me a message to my email that would let me say, okay, that's my email. And I never got anything. So I can't buy anything.
Now, by making a purchase online on the website, you automatically create an account. Did you already go to the website to try to make a purchase?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Okay, and what's the problem with purchasing off the website?
Well, they said they were going to send me an email. They said they would send me an email. Well, hold on a second. Let me tell you what it said. Oops. Bear with me. Okay, I registered. And then they would send me an email, and I never got anything from them.
And what website were you on?
OmaxHealth.com.
Okay. Now, when you purchase from the site, you don't have to register to anything. You just have to fill in the information.
Okay. Well, returning customer says you entered the wrong email. Jeez. Let me try it again.
And you're not a returning customer if you never made a purchase.
Right. So how do I make a purchase? It wouldn't let me make a purchase.
Now, the website is omaxhealth.com. On the website, you should be able to pick the product. You don't see where it says shop.
Okay, I'm on omaxhealth.com. I've got one cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on. I've got one up there, got a subtotal, and then it says check out. And it says you must log in before you make a reoccurring purchase. I never made a purchase before.
Allow me one second.
Okay. Let's see what happens here. What the hell? Wow. Freaking thing.
And thank you for patiently holding. I'm still here. Allow me 1 second.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I can't get it. I started all over again, and it says you gotta went to check out. Let's see if this works. Well, let me do it. Okay, you can go back. I don't know what's going on. I'll go in the other room. Whatever.
What Kelly fucked in the show. It was just kind of got his this thing. He was thinking of this plan. We need a little guy, you know, real skinny, and I don't know how tall he is or whatever, but he wondered if he had a mop bucket and a leaf blower. An umbrella, if you could get it to go.
What?
So I'm thinking, oh, this is right down Michael Valley. Only thing is, he's too big to fit in the mop bucket. So this guy fits in the mop bucket. And it's on wheels, you know, with a little, I guess he said whether cut, he had to tweak it or something on whether he had to do something with the wheels or whatever. But he's sitting in the mop bucket. He's got his leaf blower going and he's got an umbrella out like this. Blowing down the street.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought, oh, that's Michael. Right up Michael's alley, but he can't fit in the leaf bucket.
No.
Or a mop bucket. So I commend to, you know, if you're ready to put some leaf on there.
Wait, trim that. I forgot about those in the back.
Oh.
I haven't trimmed those yet.
I'm not going to help you, but we're ready to put the bed back together, too. I'll go down the stairs and see if we got any changes.
Do what?
I'll go downstairs to see whether we have any potatoes.
We got potatoes down there. They're not real big ones.
I know.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Now,
okay.
I'll have to get the information sent over so someone can try to send you an email so you can, you know, verify your email address so you can be able to make the purchase while being on a subscription. So I'll need your email address.
Okay, it's D as in David dot Rockwell, Rockwell. 47@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
David. Last name's Rockwell.
Okay. Now, I'll go ahead and get that information sent over for you now. If you don't receive the email within 24 hours, make sure that you do give us a call back. Also, try to check your spam and junk folder.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, and is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you for calling OMAX Health. You have a great day.